Hi, my name is James Shepherd. This is part two of a little mini series I'm doing. It's just five videos, a five-part series on how to sell. And the idea here is I want to present some just real practical common sense stuff about how sales are made. In part one, make sure you watch or listen to that episode first, we talked a lot about teaching the prospect something. And so the idea is you believe in something. And when you believe in something, you want to sell that to other people because you know that they're going to benefit from it. So the question you ask yourself is, why do I believe so strongly in this? What's the information I have that I understand that maybe my prospects don't have access to or don't understand? And your pitch is really, you're crafting your whole campaign not around what am I selling and what's the quote unquote value proposition, although that kind of fits into the same puzzle, but it's a different perspective of saying, what information do I need the prospect to understand in order to make the same decision that I've made, which is to support this product or service. So once you've gotten past that, now you're like, okay, James, that sounds good from a theoretical perspective, but now I gotta go talk to somebody, what do I say? Well, this is where you need to understand the expert opening pitch, the expert opening pitch. So today I want to talk to you about understanding that, because once you understand the expert opening pitch, you can seamlessly transition right into whatever you want to transition into. So your opening pitch when you walk in is all about the fact that you are an expert at what you do, and that you recognize that the prospect is an expert at what they do, and your goal is to educate them with your opening pitch, with your opening presentation. Your goal is not to sell them. Your goal is not to get the call to action that you want to get or whatever. Your goal is to educate them and to move that process forward by becoming the expert. So how do you understand the expert opening pitch? Well, let me give you a couple of examples. Number one, you first of all have to be an expert. I think that kind of goes without saying, but it really doesn't go without saying, because I hear a lot of people talking about stuff and they have no idea what they're talking about, okay? I'm working on something right now, a new campaign in my industry, merchant services, working on some stuff with interchange and a bunch of complicated things. So last night I was up from like, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. reading all kinds of stuff online about interchange and the latest laws that have been passed and cash discounting and surcharging and the rules and laws and the regulations and the cases that have failed and, and I'm trying to understand all that. That's called being an expert at something. Being an expert at something isn't really that difficult. It's just time consuming. And so if you want to become an expert at whatever it is, then become an expert at it, okay? You live in the age of Google. You hit the lottery. If you really want to be successful at anything, all you have to do is go to google.com or go to udemy.com or youtube.com and search for it and learn all about it. And it's not really that difficult. Be willing to invest a month of your life into learning a valuable skill that you can, move forward with. And so that's really important. So you first of all have to be the expert, but then you have to be willing to get that expertise across to the merchant. Now, the great thing about the sales process I'm describing in this five-part video series is that you can easily get the merchant interested if your approach is that you want to teach them something. The expert opening pitch is all about you having a passion to get your prospects to understand what you're trying to present to them. So the expert opening pitch is about you going out in the field, walking in, introducing yourself. Hi, my name is James Shepherd. The reason I stopped by today is that I've been doing a ton of research on X. And I'm really, really passionate about this because I see a problem where business owners or consumers or whatever, whoever your prospects are, they're really experiencing this particular problem because of X. So I've really been researching it. I've come up with what I think is a pretty creative solution. I'd like to take maybe 2 or 3 minutes of your time and just explain to you what I'm working on and get your feedback. That is a killer, killer opening pitch. But here's the thing. None of you can do that pitch. You know why? Because you don't know what you're talking about. So in my other videos, I never tell you to do that pitch. You know why? Because you don't know what you're talking about. So I have to come up with something very generalized. Let me tell you what you say. You walk in and say this boilerplate thing, followed by this boilerplate thing, followed by this boilerplate thing. Or you could actually learn what in the world you're talking about, and you could comprise an opening pitch like I use, which is awesome, because when you go in, people are like, oh, I really do have that problem. Your research is correct. I would love to know what you have to say. What a novel idea. People want to know. And so if you become the expert, then you design a pitch where you walk in and say, hey, I'm really passionate about this. I've been doing tons of research. If you have time now, great. If not, I'll come back later. I'm not trying to sell you anything right now. I just legitimately want to get this information to you. And then you make a decision based on the information I'm providing, because I promise you it's worth your time. It's good information. That pitch will grab a prospect's attention. I don't care how competitive your market is, because if you know what you're talking about and you come across that way, guess what? People want to know what you have to say. That is the expert pitch. In the next video, we're going to take it one step further and learn how to continue moving the sales process forward.